¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Live from beautiful Angleton, Texas, at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Lance Zierlein and John Granato with you here for the next 2.5. And we will have John. Well, that's that, you know, particular iteration. Then it's John and Raheel and Dell, and then Dell and Raheel, and then we roll into regular programming from studio. But today we have a really good show for you. Hoping to get Jose Altuve on the show later this afternoon with you, Dell. As a matter of fact, Jose Altuve is going to be out here live. If you guys want to come out here, Jose Altuve expected to be out here around noon at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC doing some autograph signing and things of that nature. So hoping to get him on the show with you guys. I was thinking, is he really getting up? Are we going to get him on the morning show? Yeah, no. Athletes aren't doing it that early. John, your thoughts. John.
Yeah, I'm right.
Hold on, Dell. Change his mic. John. Dell, his mic is messed up. Can you change it? Can we get John's mic fixed?
No, I'm live on John. Radio Row.
Oh, you're on Radio Row.
It's 288 Radio Row, and It is awesome out here. You should see. There's a new homes that are going up. There's a Bridgestone and a Firestone. Right here at County Road 64, it is unbelievable.
What location are you broadcasting from? Are you broadcasting from a restaurant? From a Perkins? Where are you broadcasting from exactly, John?
I'm broadcasting right here. It's tremendous with all of these people on 288, Lance.
Are they there with you?
Yeah, they're with me, kind of.
Okay.
We're all together in this thing, and it's just a beautiful thing right now. Live on Radio Row.
Hey, Dell, can you tell me what happened? How was your morning today, Dell? Can you explain how it went down?
Well, my morning was fine. Got up at my normal time, got out, had a good time. Got here at about 6:35. And as I'm about to open the door, guess who's walking out of the door?
Who?
Granato.
Huh. Of the studio?
Of the studio, yeah.
Joey the Cub fan. I'm sitting there getting ready for the show, like always. I got the ESPN on, the volume up, and I'm sitting there. I'm looking at Barstool, you know, the smoke show of the day. Pull, you know, that up. And Joey walks in and goes, "Hey, I thought you were in Angleton today." Holy crap! Oh, my God, what am I doing? And Dell, did you remind everyone this morning?
I reminded the one person I thought needed a reminder last night.
I swear to God, he texted last night. He goes, what did you just say? Angleton. That's
I just
all he
simply
said
Angleton.
Angleton is all Dell said because he's a minimalist. He just
did
texted
I get
Angleton.
That text?
I just I assumed the
he
one
assumed
person who would know to not be here because there was a remote would be you, and I was wrong.
He thought you knew.
Most likely to forget the remote, me. I win today. So I'm on my way, and it's beautiful out here.
The truck
next to me is carrying all kinds of great gas down to Angleton, and it's going to be – so everybody's going to be gassed up in Angleton, it looks like. And so
people care
day.
About that more, John, when there's hurricanes. They don't care about it as much right now when it's just like a regular February. It's not as much of a storyline.
Well,
the gas
I just
truck.
Want everybody to know that their gas is going to be delivered because he's right next to me.
So was it the same feeling as when you wake up and you haven't turned your alarm actually on and you realize you're going to be late for it? Is that same like that thing?
Or that moment when the cops, when the blue lights come on right
go
behind
on right
you.
Behind you?
Yeah. And you go,
and when you realize in your dream that you haven't studied all year long and you got a final and a test that you have to take that day when you're having that dream?
Yes, that's exactly
do you have
the
that one?
One.
I had this one, too. I still have this one. Waiting tables, and there's a table I'd forgotten about for about 40 minutes. Like, oh, my God, I got to go to that table. I still, to this day, I'm waiting tables forever, and I still have that stupid waiting table, and I'm in college and haven't been to class all semester long because I forgot about it, and I got a test, and I can't drop the class. I still have those dreams. The Brooklyn Nets are having dreams of James Harden, 36 points last night. Boys, he's at 15,000 in his career. The Rockets defensively piss poor in the first half. They get it together in the third quarter and take over. And James with 36, Chris Paul with 25. Both of them had different stretches where they took over the game. But the big news, the big story coming out of there is Ryan Anderson sprained an ankle 9 minutes in, and it looks as though that may damper potential trade offers for him. So Ryan sprained his ankle, quote-unquote, and he may not be tradable. Kind of like when Tracy McGrady diagnosed himself with what was it that he had to have? What was the knee? What's it called? The knee procedure where they have to drill a
microfracture.
Yeah. Remember when Tracy goes, their Rockets were about to trade him, and he goes, yeah, I'm going in for microfracture today. Wait, what? You haven't talked to team doctors. Yeah, I just set it up on my I went out of network on it, and I'm going to pay the deductible. But, yeah, I'm having microfracture today, so y'all can't trade me. Remember when that happened, when Tracy went full I'm a doctor and called himself out for microfracture? That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the same, though.
Hey, is he expecting, with Jose Altuve coming out, he's going to be expecting a ton of people today, no?
Well, I mean, they got a whole party room set up where I can see food's going to be. We need that party to start early where the food gets here for us.
Remember when Altuve was at, of course, this was right after the World Series, but at that academy that he went to, and it was lined up around the entire academy, people in lawn chairs out there, staying all night long. And it was just unbelievable just to meet Altuve. And then yesterday we saw him at River Oaks with the Mark Berman was reporting and sending pictures. And, you know, that dude is just, I mean, especially coming out here to Angleton. I don't know how many times he comes out there, but if you're in this area and you get a chance to meet Jose Altuve today, you need to come out to Gulf Coast, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're not going to get this kind of opportunity again.
No, it's very, very, very rare. You can come see Jose Altuve, get autographs. I don't know if you take his picture. I don't know. I just know this. What do you guys think? If it's Altuve, let's just say Altuve and Angleton, J.J. Watt and El Campo, James Harden and Pearland. Okay? Now think about the proximity to Houston. I've kind of weighted this a little bit and tried to handicap it to where it's a little more even. How do you guys think the lines go for autographs or pictures? Let's just say selfies for selfies. How does the line – How are they lined up? And I don't know where they're going. We know Altuve is going to be here at Gulf Coast. JJ at El Campo. Altuve in, and to be honest with you, I don't even know how far El Campo is from Houston anymore. Altuve in Angleton, which I do know where it is. And then James Harden in a Pearland. At an Exxon.
I'm going to go JJ probably.
You think, Dell?
I'll rank them. James is third, and I will take Altuve second and JJ first.
So y'all still go JJ first?
Yes, even still.
Yeah,
He's the biggest star.
Biggest star in Houston. It's not easy anymore to figure out who the biggest star is. I mean, okay, JJ. If you want to say JJ, that's fine. We know James is a megastar too, but now Altuve, Correa, Springer, and you got to throw Dallas Keuchel on there too. And I would say Verlander, except he just hasn't been here as long for people to have the same you know, a breadth of memories with him. But you have so many. And my Sports Map article that's going to be out today was about, you know, I talked about creating that civil war with Astros fans where, you know, I said I thought it was a given. I personally thought we were all on the same page that Altuve was ahead of ahead of Jeff Bagwell as the all-time greatest Astro. I understand the idea that he hasn't reached his career milestones statistically and never will from a power number standpoint. He hasn't reached Craig Biggio's 3,000. But if we assume the passage of time, we assume there's no catastrophic injury, we assume, and in baseball there's far less catastrophic injuries than there is in football. In football, it's harder to assume it. In baseball, it's probably the easiest sport to assume that you will play at a basketball maybe, but Jose Altuve with 200 hits in four straight years, I think we can assume that he'll play at a relatively strong level for a minimum of 5 years. If time ticks off, Altuve is going to be the greatest Astro. And so I talked about that, and I just started thinking about this. You know, we define our, like right now, James Harden is beloved in Houston. But you know who else is beloved in Houston? Mario Elie and Robert Horry and Sam Cassell. They haven't done as much in Houston statistically as a James Harden has. But you're remembered for your biggest moments. And when people try to wash away and downplay the playoffs with the Killer Bees, I don't know. I mean, I remember how disappointed I was and how I expected things not to work out for the Astros and for the lineup. And I just think it is a really big deal when you perform well in the postseason. I remember Brandon Bakke fondly because of that, John.
Yeah. I there's nothing like the championship. These guys are going to be, yeah, because Billy Spires, is he going to be as beloved as Bregman is because they brought, you know, you bring a championship here. You're absolutely right. Mario Elie, the first thing I thought of when you said his name was Kiss of Death. You know, I mean,
yeah.
And Sam Cassell sitting on the floor at the Knicks and celebrating after the basket and the foul. I mean, you remember that. I remember Billy Spires' hit to beat San Diego in Game 2, but then, you know, they lost the series, and it was just every year deflating. You remember the great teams, and, you know, everybody on that Astros team is always going to be beloved here, and just not the case with those Bagwell Biggio teams.
Nope, it's not. And Harden has a chance to take a very, very special place this year if they can follow through on what they're doing now. Another win for the Rockets is the Rockets with Capella, Paul, and James Harden almost can't lose at this point. And, you know, trade deadline right around the corner now. We'll see if the Houston Rockets do anything in that regard. When we come back, big, big news in the AFC South as the Colts got the screws put to them. We'll tell you, in case you missed it, we'll tell you what happened. It's one of the most rare things that we've seen in NFL history as it pertains to coaching, and they are in a lot of trouble right now. Right now, I want to tell you about somebody who's not in a lot of trouble. That's Houston Rockets. Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood presented by ZTE. That's back, and that's going to take place Saturday, February 17th. It's the biggest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in Houston, and it's going to be hosted at the University of Houston Wellness and Rec Center. The juniors, and that's 17 and under, will be competing at the gym in Humble. Both venues will have skills challenge, three-point contest, dunk contest, and for the first time ever, all championship games will be played at Toyota Center on February 14th. That's a week later. All participants receive a tournament jersey, player packet, and ticket to an upcoming Houston Rockets game. Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood, presented by ZTE. It's going to be Saturday, February 17th. For more information or for tickets to an upcoming game, simply go to Rockets.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, but in real life, it is John Granato here as he's raced in with his book satchel late for school. Lance Zierlein, John Granato here live. Our guy Craig DeSerf is already here. And if you want to see Jose Altuve, it's going to be around noonish. Noonish. We're not putting on a poster. We're just saying noonish around that time. While you wait for him, you can always, you know, get a truck just while you're waiting if you'd like to. You can get a Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra. These are options. These are options. Yeah, your Gulf Coast membership card can be taken care of here. Gulf Coast, Chevy Buick, GMC. We are live. We'll be here for until 9:30. If you are from the Angleton area and you say, hey, I've listened to John and Lance for years. You guys are here? Well, then just come stop by and say hi. We got a koozie for you and maybe even a T-shirt. How about that? Maybe even a hat. We're good like that. So Del John is here to dig into this little story. So I mentioned before the break, this is quite something else. I don't know that I've ever seen this. The closest I can get is Bill Belichick bolting and leaving his team high and dry. Josh McDaniels.
Almost the same thing, huh?
Similar, only worse. Yeah. Only worse in many ways. And here's why. Josh McDaniels had an agreement with the Colts that he was going to be the next head coach. And he was the offense coordinator for the New England Patriots. And I can tell you that when I was in the Senior Bowl, and that was what, January 24th or in that area, somewhere in there, 24, 26, something like that. I know that their general manager, Chris Ballard, wasn't there because for the very first day because he was busy with the second interview with Josh McDaniels. They wanted to talk to the owner and things like that. And I think McDaniels wanted to get a little better feel for the situation, and they wanted to get a better feel for him. And that's fine. That's fine. Second interview, make sure, lock it in. So it was a done deal. Josh McDaniels to the Colts. We'll wait until after the Super Bowl and announce it. Press conference is going to be today. Yesterday, news breaks that Josh McDaniel has pulled out of the job with the Indianapolis Colts. He is not going to be an Indianapolis Colt, pulled out despite their agreement. Not only despite their agreement, despite the fact that he put a staff together and the Colts have contracts already in the books with many of the coaches that he wanted on his staff. So now they're on the hook for two-year minimum on these contracts, some for three.
The next coach is going to have to take them.
Well, that's what Dell and I were talking about during the break. Do they have to take them or do the Colts bite the bullet? Because here's the thing. What coach is going to want to come in with already you have coaches who are already – it's already decided these are your coaches.
It's still a head coaching job in the NFL.
It is, but you're obviously not – you're not getting guys you would have hired, which would be Mike Vrabel. You're not getting Matt – of course, Matt Nagy went to the Bears, so they weren't going to get him anyway. They had interviewed, I think, four other potential candidates. They all got head coaching jobs. Steve Wilks with Arizona, Matt Nagy with the Bears.
There's still good guys out there, though. There's still good guys.
Who?
I mean,
I can tell you this.
Come on. There's good coaches everywhere. There's good coaches.
Yeah, but they've all got jobs.
No.
And do good coaches want to take on a job where there's mitigating circumstances?
But you're saying those were the only seven or eight good coaches that were. That are out there.
No, I'm saying those were the best
coaches. The best guys,
candidates.
Yeah.
The best coaches.
But you never
candidates.
Know who's going to, you know what? Look at how everybody thought of Doug Peterson, too. And what about Doug Peterson's staff? What about those guys? I mean, now all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, those guys did a hell of a job.
Well, he could try to go Frank Reich, is one guy he could go with.
Yeah.
Over there, Frank White Reich is
one
of the guys.
You know as well as anybody, there are good guys out there that aren't even great coaches that don't even that haven't even had a chance yet.
There is, but Chris Ballard has to hit right on that, and that's going to be very difficult because his margin of error is now.
Are we sure that Josh McDaniels was right?
No, we're not.
You know what? It may be a blessing in disguise.
Well, you know what? I liken this to, and I texted this to Ballard to remind him of this. The Rockets try to get Pau Gasol.
Yeah.
The NBA voided that deal.
Right.
If that deal had gone through, there would be no James Harden. The way that it worked out, James Harden would not be a Houston Rocket. Sometimes things out, and that's actually happened in a positive way for the Houston Rockets a couple different times. Robert Horry was traded Robert Horry and Matt Bullard were traded for was it Sean Elliott. That trade was nullified because Sean Elliott's health problems. Robert Horry goes on to hit a massive game winner in game one against the Spurs. I mean, against the
against the Spurs. His only shot of the game.
And it propelled them to a championship. Right. So, you know, a lot of times things do happen that end up being blessings in disguise. But here's the problem, John. There's two big problems. Number one, there's a financial concern that you have to keep these coaches now. And what coach – there's going to be a lot of coaches who will say, you know what, I'm not going to take this chance with a situation where I don't even know about the quarterback. That's the other thing. This is a tricky thing with the Colts. You got to convince coaches, a good coach, to take on a different staff and a situation where you're not even sure that Andrew Luck's, you know, about his health.
It's an NFL job, though. You know it is, how valuable they are.
John, if you're in a good job and you're a hot name, you're not going to step right into a – remember, there was a report that just came out that they're not sure if Luck's going to need another surgery. Are the Colts – are we sure the Colts don't draft a quarterback at three?
Well, okay, so that's – the biggest question is this, Chris Ballard. Do I believe Chris Ballard can get me there? Do I believe in Chris Ballard? How many coaches does he know around the league?
He knows a ton of coaches.
You got Chris Ballard. The sale is not you got Andrew Luck. The sale is you got Chris Ballard.
Yeah, but if John Granato were an up and coming coach, let's say you're Frank Reich, and you're over there in Philly. You got Carson Wentz next year. Your name is starting to grow a little bit. Do you jump into this job? And I say here's what we're going to do, Frank. We want to offer you the job. Now, I will tell you that about 6 of your coaches are already committed. You're pot committed on these coaches, so you're going to have to take them. So you obviously want to know who the coaches are. They're not going to be total slappy coaches. I mean, McDaniels is putting together a staff. He's not going to put a bunch of slappies around them. The second thing is, and you say, well, what do we know about the quarterback? Like, you know, we just don't know. We just don't know. Would you take your big chance at a first head coaching gig where you're not sure about, even if you believe in Chris Ballard and Jim Irsay, would you take your first big shot at going with an unsure situation at quarterback as well as a staff that you didn't put together and you're in a division with Deshaun Watson, brand new, the Jacksonville Jaguars defense, and then a Tennessee Titans team that looks pretty sporty right now. They looked a little better at the end of the year. I'm not sure that is the optimal situation. It will depend. I think there will be a lot of coaches who would love to take that
job.
You're not getting an up-and-coming coach.
Is it an optimal situation? Absolutely not. Is it exactly what you want? No. But it's a head coaching job in the NFL.
Some will want it, some won't.
And, again, I think, you know what? I would, just knowing Chris Ballard through you and what you told me how he goes about it, and his resume, I think Chris Ballard will be – I think he's going to be able to find a really good coach.
I do not say this lightly. I probably believe in him more than just about anybody I've ever met in my life. I've never seen anybody with the character, with the personal commitment, with the mental toughness. Like, if there's anyone that's built for this, it's him. But I'm to the point where I'm not even sure that Colt situation matters in terms of who the GM is. If you have got to make a decision, like the Andrew Luck thing has to clean itself up pretty quickly. Like, well, before the draft, you got to have an idea.
Well, like you said, though, you got the third pick. You take a quarterback. Why not?
Okay, so if Sam Darnold doesn't go first, are you willing to take that chance on Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield? Let me tell you something. The Baker Mayfield stuff, and I'll just tell you guys, just the girls talking here. The Baker Mayfield stuff is getting to be a little bit – I'm not really loving it. Got a little Johnny-ish yesterday, I found out. There's some rumors going around that maybe Baker didn't fly off to go see a sick mother. He flew to L.A. He left at halftime of the Senior Bowl while Josh Allen came back out and was gunning it and having a big second half. There's rumors going around that Baker was parked at back at the hotel chilling until a 6 o'clock flight to L.A. not to go see a sick mom. How about that one? That's got a little Johnny-ish feel to it.
Well, what was going on in L.A.? Maybe.
Pretty cool, I guess.
Maybe somebody else was sick.
Well, he's working out on
that he had to attend to.
He's working out on a beach with his Instagram girlfriend. He's taking pictures on Instagram. Power couple. They're couple of the year or stuff like.
Well,
it's just.
Maybe she.
I've been sitting there telling everybody, this isn't Johnny.
And he's working out on the beach, too?
I mean, it's getting Johnny-ish by the day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. When that agent texted me, Baker's going to be a disaster, I'm like, nah. that's not going to be the case. Look at this.
That just maybe.
This is a guy. This is a guy who's a scouting director for another NFL team, and this is just what he said.
Oh,
WTF, dude bleeped our boy. Like, let me tell you. And Josh McDaniels' name is mud across football.
It's
now.
All this means right now is Josh McDaniels takes over for Bill Belichick.
He has no other option.
No other option.
He has to. And I don't know that that's the greatest job in the world.
Didn't Bill Belichick do the same thing? Ruined his name? Would any other team have taken? Especially. He was good. He wasn't great in Cleveland.
But he said,
screw you, Jets. I'm going to New England.
Yep.
If it didn't work out in New England, guess what? Bill Belichick was done too.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels is taking the same.
Looks like we lost the guys. We lasted like two segments. Might be a record. We'll try to get them back. We're going to break, and we'll join the guys back out at Gulf Coast in Angleton.
A new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back here. Live at Gulf Coast Chevrolet here in Angleton. Right on 288, right on the feeder. I've been here before, Craig DeSerp. Bought a car from you here when you were here. I don't know, it was about 3, 4, 5 years ago, Craig. And this place is unbelievable what you've done here, how much brand new buildings.
Told you.
I mean, you want to talk about a leader. You want to talk about a leader. Craig DeSerf.
Leader of men.
Look at him. Look at him.
Leader
He's
of men.
Still bodybuilding. Look at him. Look at
him. He's building it in different places now.
You
used to be a bodybuilder, didn't you?
You remember?
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Show us your pictures. I'm sure you got them all over your phone. That's your screensaver.
Look at this. She's getting a picture of you. Okay. Like, pose again, Mr. Craig. Pose again, Mr. Craig.
Yeah. You're building in different places now, that's all. So this is unbelievable. Yeah, I came down here and bought a car from Craig. It's not that far. It's right down 288. Come and see
us. You got here. You only missed one segment.
That's it.
That's not that far. Listen, you're one segment away.
That's it. You can listen all the way down, as a matter
of fact. That's all you got to do. Lamont brought up a name on Twitter that I thought for the Colts that I brought up to a friend of mine last night. Tony Dungy.
For a year or two. Colts. While those guys are there.
Why you kill off those contracts?
Why you kill off those?
Nothing. No, I'm sure Chris Powell would love that. Like, yeah, I got a 4 or 5 year contract. The first year we knew it would be tough. Andrew Luck has, you know, got a bad shoulder. Then we're going to kill off the next 2 years with Dungy and some guys.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure it out.
I'm going to tell you this.
I'm going to get real serious in year four.
The one thing, and it was brought up on Twitter, I forget who said it. The one thing that Ballard is really going to regret, and being a first-time general manager, was signing those coaches before he had Josh McDaniels in the fold. Definitely in the fold.
Yeah, and I don't know how that works because you got to get started.
You got to get started, but here's the deal.
So you got to sign them.
Until you had Josh McDaniels, though. He will regret that. Even if he doesn't say it now, he will say it in the future. Say, that was a mistake.
Until he's officially in the fold. Maybe you just can't trust anyone.
You can't trust. How are you going to trust a Josh McDaniels?
I know.
No.
How about Josh McDaniels? And you know, people have been saying, well, Josh McDaniels. Now, here's Josh McDaniels' reasons. Josh McDaniels has said family. And family can play a big part. He's gone to a few different jobs, you know. So if family can weigh very, very heavily on you. Usually, though, when you get so far in, you just say, sorry, we're too far. Like, this is usually too far in to pull out. And he said, no, I got my job with you originally got in radio because Russ Small pulled out.
Right.
Right at the last minute. Russ Small, you and Russ Small were going to do a job. And that,
look how that changed history.
I know. And then all of a sudden, Russ Small goes, nah, I'm staying here at 740.
Right.
And then you called me up like, hey,
want
to see do a radio show. And that got me my opportunity. But and then I was also reminded by Tom Downtown says, don't forget that Chris Bosch, there's another Daryl Morey got lucky, dodged a bullet. Chris Bosch, if he came to Houston, he was also going to go all in with Limpy the Limper. God, a pretty boy, small four, Chandler Parsons.
Yeah.
He was going to pay, they were going to pay luxury tax with Chandler Parsons. They were going to go over the cap and go all in with Chandler Parsons. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
Heart attack and bad knee? Like, and you're paying those two guys, and like, what's going on? Yeah, capri pants, heart conditions,
yeah,
knee surgeries, limping, douchebag
Bella
stuff.
Hadid yeah. or whatever.
All
whatever.
Of that stuff.
Yeah.
Look how close Daryl came.
Oh, my God.
Thank God. It can work out.
I know, and I think, listen, everything happens for a reason.
Yep.
And Chris Ballard is probably today going, what the bleep? Now we got to, you know, yeah, but you know what? A good leader, regroup. This is what we have to do.
Yep.
This is what we will do. He's going to get a good guy. It may be a couple of years. Here's the thing: is he is going to regret those assistant coaches that he hired. That's going to be a bit of a snag for any head coach that's coming in. But they'll be fine
because those are you want loyalty, and if you bring guys into their first job, or if you bring them into a job, you typically get pretty good loyalty. You want to find your guys because they're loyal and you're all on the same page. So, I don't know. I guess better the Colts than the Texans. That's for sure.
Okay, I want to switch it up here just for a second. Again, last night, the Cavs had a 21-point lead.
Yeah. Oh,
they scored 9 points in the fourth quarter. They lost by 18. Is there any chance that today or tomorrow LeBron James is a Rocket?
I'm glad you asked that because LeBron James says he will not waive his no-trade clause. Here's what he says. I'm here for the long haul before the insane. I'm here for the season right now to try – long haul would be
the end of
the last 30. Yeah. To try and figure out how we can still compete. I wouldn't give up on my teammates like that. I couldn't do that. I just couldn't do that. We put too much into the game every single day. We go out and prepare, win, lose, or draw. And at the end of the day, we're all brothers, and we understand that. I owe it to my teammates to finish this season out no matter how it ends up. I would never waive my no-trade clause. So LeBron says he's in it for the long haul.
And by the long haul, he means this season, and that's it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I was just hoping.
However,
I was thinking this morning.
He absolutely would. If the Rockets made a deal that the Cavs would say yes to, LeBron would agree to a no trade, to waive that no trade immediately. You don't think he would?
I think he would.
I'm here for my brother.
Rockets?
There's a deal? Rockets? Rockets?
Rockets?
Game behind the Warriors, Rockets. Yeah. Okay. Listen, guys, I love you guys. LeBron, you want to talk to your team? I'll tweet them. Yeah. I'll just tweet.
Listen.
It's fine. That's the only way we talk anyway, subtweets.
Other than the Texans going into 2013 as a Super Bowl contender and winning two games, have you seen a bleep show like this of a team that you thought had a chance? Honestly, I thought before the season, I said I had Boston over the Cavs, but Gordon Hayward was still healthy at that time.
I did too. Yeah.
I had Boston beating the Cavs this year and being in the NBA Finals. But the Cavs are obviously the Cavs and a strong and been to the Finals and LeBron, all that stuff, won just a couple of years ago. They were still the second or third favorite to win the NBA title. This is about as big a bleep show as we've seen for a team that is supposed to be as good as they are. I mean, they're losing every
really
game
is.
Double digits. They suck.
It really is. Long stretches of complete. Yeah, I mean, they've opened up a can of quit. Probably both on each other. I mean, LeBron already knows. He's checked out. He knew he was leaving Cleveland as soon as Kyrie left, I'm sure. That's what's so hilarious about. how could Kyrie do this? He doesn't want to have the best chance to win a title. No. How do you consider yourself a great player if you don't want to stay with the team that gives you the best chance to win a championship? Kyrie is stupid, and he's an idiot, and he's going to make my best friend LeBron sad. Shut up, LeBroners. Kyrie did. He saw rat. He just said, these rats are going to jump off the sink.
The
sinking ship. I'm jumping first. All he did was say, oh, there's an iceberg. Laters. I'm going to get on this safety boat and head on over to the Boston Celtics. Granted, there was a trade made. He didn't leave via free agency, but he helped push that along, and the Cavs understood he wasn't going to stick around, and they helped make it a reality as well. And they thought they got the best of it. Now, they didn't, and there's Kyrie just sitting there going, hey, y'all, how y'all doing? Good. On a group text, probably F-boys like our group text.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, hey, what's good? How's it going? Y'all sick of LeBron yet? Okay. All right. Well, let me know. I'll be able to take one of y'all on with a mid-level exception next year. Yeah, just get at me. We'll mid-level exception you later.
They are two games Kyrie out of the seven hole, the Cavs.
Yeah.
Two games out of this. They're in the third hole. So there are two games out of the seven hole. Forget about getting to the set to the two seed now. The Raptors are playing great and beat the Celtics last night at home. They are a hell of a team. Look at that. The Raptors are 22-4. They're the Raptors, and in the post and in the playoffs, they'll fold because they're the Raptors. But this Cavalier team is a hot mess.
Yep.
I don't know that I've seen a team that is supposed to be as good as they are, as crappy as this, with all these stuff and everything that they've done in the offseason, as crappy as they are.
I'm telling you, this is one of the reasons why I know I'll just get killed for it, but I don't care. It's one of the reasons I give Daryl Morey so much credit, because I don't think people really understand how difficult it is to keep your team at a legitimately competitive level this long, for salary cap purposes, for diva and attitude purposes, with injury situations. Since the Yao and Tracy injury stuff, Daryl had to take all that money, and there was nothing he could do with that money. He was able to trade Tracy and even got a first-round pick somehow. He mind-tricked, Sacramento out of that in a three-team deal. But you just had to let Yao's contract finish out because no one was going to take that on. So you just had to wait. And it's like having a home. You know, you have cap space, and then you can trade a player who's let's say he's a $14 million hit for a player who is for two players, one $11 million and $3 million. At least you get some money back. At least you get something back when you sell your home. He had just a house. It's like a house burned down. It's like a house flooded. And the value of his house went way, way down. And somehow he's built it back up through a series of trades, a series of moves. He's somehow weaseled James Harden here. We can think whatever we want about James. And you know, I love the player. Don't always love the guy necessarily. But James Harden is an attractive piece. Guys want to play with James. Guys around the league like James. Chris Paul, one of the reasons he wanted to come was because of James. Mm-hmm. James is recruiting. Melo wanted to come because of James. LeBron James will want to come because of James, I assume. So, you know, keeping a team at this level and not letting it implode, yeah, they had the 41-41, but they just reshuffled the deck somehow, and they come out stronger on the other side. That's really rare.
No, and like you said, the way he had to do it, because Les wouldn't let him tank. He had to continue to win. And otherwise, he wasn't going to keep his job. And to be able to do it, you know,
it's the hard but easy way out.
Thinking about it more and more and more, you know, what Jeff Luhnow did, spectacular. He built the organization. It was dead in the minor league system. And he built it, but he had a bunch of top picks to be able to do it with. Daryl Morey has not had that luxury.
I don't know. He's manufactured it.
Absolutely.
Daryl has had to manufacture while Jeff Luhnow was able to build. And there's nothing wrong with either. It's just manufacturing is much harder. Building is great, and Luhnow does and deserves all the credit he gets. There's no question. Daryl deserves credit for doing it a different way, which is much more challenging. And to last this long with 50-win seasons and playoff appearances and stuff, where Les wouldn't let him tank at all.
And tied in the loss column today, just a game behind the Warriors. The Warriors reeling. Draymond Green's act last night, Did you see it?
Yeah.
What a POS. Okay, let's take a break. We are
mention
live.
That when we come back, yeah. What he did.
Yeah, unbelievable. When we come back, we're live from Gulf Coast Chevrolet, where you're going to have a big superstar coming in the afternoon. We don't want to mention who it is. But we will take a break, and we'll tell you. It's Jose Altuve. It's going to be here later. But but we don't want 9 billion people to come. But you come anyway if you want to come and see.
Jose will probably be here.
Yeah. Probably be here around somewhere at noonish or so.
You're going to be real sad if you're not here. And Jose
how about he's going to be
here?
On with Dell and Raheel and not us? And those two, Numb and Nuts, are going to ask him questions.
Dell gets to talk baseball.
Mr. Baseball. Numb and Nuts going to ask. Going to ask
Dell,
Jose Altuve. So what kind of shoes do you wear, Jose? Yeah.
Are you a hype beast?
Actually, I have no idea.
Taking a break live. We got anything here, Dell?
No, nothing here.
All right, that's it. We're
just
taking
music,
a break.
Just music. Separate on my own way, baby. Separate on my own way, baby. Separate on my own way, baby. Separate on my own way. Tonight is electric car. I've been told y'all. You know who it is.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Gulf Coast Chevrolet here in Angleton, right on 288, right on the feeder. I want you to come on out, hang out with us. I'm not going to mention that Jose Altuve is going to be here later today. We will not.
John, you're not supposed to mention he's going to be here around noon.
I'm not mentioning Jose Altuve is coming here today.
Around noon. You're not supposed
to
mention. I'm
not saying it.
The noontime show.
I didn't say it.
I'd get here right now and get in the line now if I were you guys.
I would. You know what?
Craig, are we doing that? Are we lining people up?
Can we have lawn chairs? Can we have. Come on. Come on.
No fist fight. Yeah, this isn't the Academy.
No.
We're not letting people square off in the middle of a. Aisle 3 near the boating paddles or whatever.
Well, it's going to be a big day. It's a huge day out here at Gulf Coast Chevrolet. I bought a car from Craig to Surf here. They do an unbelievable job. Come if you're looking for a car, great place to come down here. He's the biggest dealer. Look at, he's got all the Gulf Coast, all of these cars.
Yeah,
down. He's got this entire he's got Angleton cornered with all of these cars here.
It's pretty much
unbelievable.
Yeah, they run the game.
Yeah,
it's, he calls it Camelot in the cornfield.
Camelot.
You don't really grow corn down here that much, Craig. You're just working the alliteration of the.
That's all.
What'd your boy Draymond do yesterday?
Man, Draymond is he got all over. I don't know what's her name, the referee.
Violet Palmer.
It's not Violet Palmer. It's the other one.
Meg.
I don't know what her name.
Meg Davis.
Did you see? He just would. He was totally relentless on her. He would not let go. 12 tees now, Drew. 12 tees now for Draymond Green.
Well, he's coming up on,
on a suspension.
He's coming up on suspension. He's not coming up on the all-time record. 41. 41 for Rasheed Wallace is a season record. I'm trying to remember. I don't think they had the suspensions back then. That's probably why Rasheed just kept rolling like, I don't care.
What's the difference?
Boom. I don't care. Boom, boom, boom. I have to see how many times he had double T's and ejected. My guess would be four. Probably where she got kicked out of games. My guess is four times is just my guess off
that's
the top
just a
of my
guess.
Head.
I'm going to go higher. How many times did he get kicked out, Drew?
Two texts. So he'll look it up.
Find out that season.
Well, we got human Google.
Yeah.
Drew's our human Google over there.
Right. But Draymond got kicked out last night. He's going to hurt his team. He hurt his team before. This is a race now, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say it. I'm a little bit afraid of the Thunder now. They're playing good basketball. Russell Westbrook looks like he's on a freaking mission
now. Well, Russell's pretty good. Russell's pretty
good. But it took a little bit of time. Listen, Miami when the three best friends all got together took a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Even the Warriors took a little bit of time when KD got there. The Cavs took a little bit of time when LeBron went back. This Thunder team is taking a little bit of time, but I'm telling you, they are looking good now, and that is a little bit disconcerting if you want to know the truth. 31 and 24, but they are awfully athletic, and by the time the playoffs get here, man, this West is starting to shape up nicely, and I believe in our Rockets. I'm starting to believe in our Rockets now.
It's hard not to. I mean, James doesn't have the pressure of the weight of the world on his shoulders. Now, you know, let Chris Paul have an injury and maybe that changes. But with Chris Paul there, it's just different. He's a steadying – I cannot tell you. I was lucky enough to have lunch with a group of people, including Chris Paul, and got to hear Chris Paul talk. And he was just – he wasn't talking – he was just talking about his process. And when I left out of there, I realized how special Chris Paul was. Like, Chris Paul is just the only thing in life that matters to him is basketball. The only thing in life that matters to him is winning. The only thing in life that matters to him is finding ways that he can beat you, whether it's getting under your skin, whether it's finding. He talked about one of the things he he started realizing was he recognized how quickly you could get the ball in. Like, the NBA started letting you get the ball in quicker if you grabbed it and threw it in. So he started looking for advantages on how to beat teams by getting the ball in quicker and hitting it up the floor. He starts scouting who's slow getting back up the court on made baskets. And he will tell a teammate, this team will start getting lazy in the second quarter. You'll see him start getting lazy, or this lineup combination is lazy. So I'm going to hit over the top, and we'll get a layup on one. Be ready. You know, I'll kind of give you an eye signal. I'll look for you to leak out. These are little things, and they may make it at one time, 2 points. That 2 points can be the difference in a game.
Yep.
And Chris is looking for that. I don't know that James is that guy, but James is one of the most talented scorers in NBA history already. He's like the Altuve argument. He's not the greatest Astro. Let time continue to tick. James already got 15,000 points. He's the first ever 60-point triple-double. Like, James shoots free throws at an ungodly clip. He's a pretty good three-point shooter. Will shatter the record for 4-point plays. He's not even ahead of J.J. Redick yet. Now J.J. Redick has more 4-point plays than James Harden. That seems insane to me.
Well, I don't. Yeah, well, James is a 4-point machine, but J.J.'s been doing. I mean, that's not shocking to me. You just said that he's on. He and Altuve are different to me. Hold on.
No.
He will. I don't care.
On pace to be one
of the
all-time great
scorers.
I don't care
what he does. He ain't going to pass Hakeem Olajuwon.
No. One of the all-time great scorers in Rockets history.
Right.
Well, that's not true. If James Harden were to win back-to-back-to-back titles, in your heart, you may love Dream more. But the fact is, a 23-year-old fan who is going to be 33 years old in 10 years, let's say when James stops playing, if James wins three titles, they're not going to look at Dream as the greatest.
Yeah.
They're going to look at James.
Well, I'm looking at the NBA then, and I'm looking at the NBA now. Now, I like this West, okay? Yeah. But look at this schedule. I'm looking at their schedule. They're at Miami. Meh.
Well, but now,
Denver, Dallas, at Minnesota. That's a pretty good young team.
They just played a good schedule.
No. Well, Cleveland is... So they're at San Antonio,
well,
okay.
Was Cleveland supposed
but before
to be,
that,
and Golden State.
Orlando, Phoenix, New Orleans, Dallas, Miami, they beat Golden State. But tell me where the good teams are here.
Well, I mean, that's irrelevant to how good this Rockets team is right now, though, right? You're not making that argument.
I'm not making that argument. I'm talking about what Hakeem did versus what James. Even if James wins the title this year.
Well, that was the most incredible. Well, look, no one's going to touch that run of coming from a 6 seed and beating 360-win teams.
Yeah.
That's not going to be done again. That's the most incredible. They were road warriors.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was insane.
That was insane.
But what I am saying is, it's just a matter of time for James to be considered one of the greatest scorers of all time is what my point was.
Okay.
It's just a matter of clock ticking. That's all. Altuve, my argument with him is about greatest Astro, and you'll be able to read that on Sports Map later. So let's break it right here. When we come back, we'll get – into there's a story about an enterprising Girl Scout cookie salesman. Yeah, saleswoman.
There's a couple of really good stories.
She sold 300 boxes. We'll tell you where. We got a lot of – yeah, we got some fun stories as well. I was waiting for the kids to get in school, by the way, before I busted that one out. I will not wait until I bust this one out for you. We're talking about our friends here at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. this is your opportunity to take advantage of some great February incentives, like $10,000 off MSRP on all 2018 Chevy 1500 Crew Cab Texas Editions with that GM financial financing. 15% off MSRP on all 2018 GMC Acadias, which is what my wife drives, the crossover vehicle. And up to $9,000 off MSRP on in-stock 2017 Buick LaCrosse. So you got something for the Chevy, the GMC, and the Buick enthusiasts out there. Whether we're talking about crossover vehicles, cars, a Camaro, a Corvette, a GMC pickup, or a Chevy Silverado, a Suburban, a Yukon. I mean, they've got everything right here in Angleton. More vehicles in stock, more colors, more of the interior and exterior features that you're looking for at unbelievably low prices. They will go that extra mile to get your business here in Angleton. Come see the Killer D's. My man Craig DeSerf leading the show at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can go to LanceZCars.com to see their complete inventory.
ESPN 97.5.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, don't worry. My friends at Renters Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And it could make you more money in the long run. Renters Warehouse is the master of rent estate. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free so all of you can rest easy and get the value your home is really worth. With property management, just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renters Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price appointment to find out how much your home will rent for, or call a rent-estate advisor at 713-224-RENT. That's renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT. Make sure you tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5, renterswarehouse.com.
Since 2011, my company has grown to over 500 employees. My name is Chuck Watson, chairman of Twin Eagle. With our tremendous growth, we needed a human resources and payroll company that could grow with us. That company is HR&P. And as laws have changed, like the Affordable Care Act, HR&P has kept us in compliance. So while I focus on growing Twin Eagle, I trust that HR&P will handle the rest.
Get started at HRP.net.
Roll sound, please. Roll sound.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.